Son of Porthos. On top of the tower roof, more than 200 feet above the moat around the city of Freiburg, with the wind and rain moaning about them, stand Joel and his men. The sentry box is empty, and the 20 soldiers left on guard are safely trussed up in the guardhouse. Yet Joel and his followers stand silent and afraid, looking at each other in questioning horror. For Friquet has disappeared, and if one has been captured, then all are in danger.
Things have gone so well up to date, but if Friquet is taken, then we are all lost.
He isn't down on the platform. I can see from here. Not a sign of anybody.
The sentry gone too?
Nobody at all.
I don't like it. What can have happened?
No shooting. The alarm has been sounded.
Would we have heard it if it had? Up here on the roof, the wind drowns most sounds. So far, we've had reason to be thankful for its moaning, but now, I don't know.
Monsieur, there is another noise above the wind and rain. I can hear it.
I cannot. What sort of a noise?
A noise of rushing water.
Oh, it's probably the moat, swollen with the rain and churned up by the wind.
No, it's not the moat. I can hear it plainly. It's water running, and it's only just begun. The noise of the moat has been going on all the time.
You're hearing things, Jack. Don't trouble the captain with such nonsense now. We have other worries on our minds.
But I do hear water rushing. Sort of muffled as if it were in a pipe. Monsieur, I am a countryman. I'm used to hearing small sounds. My father always said, Jacques has ears like a rabbit. He can hear a back squeak. And I tell you, monsieur, there is a sound of rushing water.
I believe you, Jacques, though I cannot hear it myself, but I do not see how it helps us now. If only I knew what had happened. If only I knew where Friquet was.
Why not, sir? I'm right here. You want me?
Friquet? What happened? Were you caught?
It takes more than a German to catch Friquet. But I kept you waiting.
We were beside ourselves with worry for you. What have you been up to?
We went down to the platform to deal with the sentry, as you told us to.
It wouldn't have taken you all this time if things went well.
Besides, you were not there. I looked.
Oh, it didn't take us long. We dispatched Master Sentry before he could open his mouth to ask our business. Then we went for a little walk.
Come now, Friquet, this isn't the time or the place for such nonsense. What have you been doing? Some mischief, I'll be bound.
Alas, you do not trust me. But listen, I've done good work for France tonight, and Louis himself should kiss me on both cheeks for it. You remember the mind wall, Joel?
Yes. The trap for... what did Schultz call it? The trap for the cream of the French forces? Yes, go on. What have you done?
Well, I couldn't resist it. I took a good look at that wall when Schultz showed it to us, and I noticed the water tank not far away from it. When we finished off the sentry on the platform just now, I thought I'd take another look at that wall.
Why?
It seemed a pity not to turn the table and make it a good joke on the Germans. Besides, so long as that wall was left mine, it would be a danger. So... I did a little engineering work there, and the contents of the tank are now running merrily into the mind wall.
What?
When they come to set it off, they'll discover their powder is waterlogged.
With the water. Oh, Friquet. Oh, my little Friquet, you are a giant of intellect.
You see, I did hear running water. You see, I told you.
What is he talking about?
He has ears like a rabbit, and I'm beginning to believe it.
Just as well for us, the Germans haven't. But come now, we must prepare for the morning. Friquet, because of what you've done this night, you shall have the honor of taking down the Lorraine flag and running up the standard of France. But remember, friends, we still have far to go. And though the Germans haven't ears like our friend Jacques, yet silence is still our best ally.
There, that's the end of that flag. Now, up you go, my beauty. How those Germans will blink, Joel, when they open their eyes to see the lilies of France floating over Freiburg. Oh, that I could be there when Colonel Schultz first sees the light of day.
But it is a captain of the garrison who has the honor of waking the governor of Freiburg. Outside in the streets, there is shouting and confusion, death and destruction. But in the great cold banquet hall of Freiburg Castle, Colonel Schultz sleeps peacefully on, and the captain shakes him angrily by the shoulder.
Colonel! Colonel Schultz!
The man, Colonel, wake up!
Go away, Otto, go away.
It's not Otto, it is I, Captain Schumann. Upon my sword, I've a mind to let the drunken be.
Colonel, wake up! Freiburg is about to surrender.
What? War is ending? What are you talking about?
Colonel Schultz, I have the honor to report that the flag of France now floats above the citadel.
What? What's that? Captain Schumann, what are you doing here?
I am trying to tell you, my colonel, the standard of France now floats above the citadel. There is fighting in the
street. Where's Otto? And by my troth, where are the messengers? Hummer and the Spaniard, eh? What happened to them?
I don't know anything about them, but I don't suppose it matters much. I am trying to tell you, Freiburg is at the point of surrender.
Are you mad? What has happened to everyone? What's all that noise in the street below? I think you had better do some explaining while I get my sword and see what is happening.
You won't need your sword. And you can see from here what is happening. Look. You can see through the window what I see is true. The standard of France is flying over the citadel.
Heaven protect us. And the guns. Our guns.
Yes. As you see, they are trained on us. They are bombarding us from without and within. With a new type of projectile that makes a lot of noise and does even more damage.
Merciful heavens! They've hit the guild hall.
And the cathedral, and most other things, too. There isn't much of the city left.
Why wasn't I informed? Why didn't somebody come for me? How long has this thing been going on?
Colonel, there is considerable confusion, as you see. I don't think anybody thought of you.
Was that the wall? Have they blown the mine, the wall?
No. They tried that earlier. But somehow the water from the fire tank has got into the powder.
Then it is quite hopeless. Is there no way out?
My lord, you are as good a soldier as any when you are sober. You see the position. The enemy hold the citadel while their comrades advance in steady columns from the outside. We are helpless. Completely at their mercy.
No. This is the devil's work.
There's confusion beyond description in the town. Destruction and carnage throughout the city. And the very skies rain fire and brimstone. What can we do but surrender?
Never! Give me my sword.
Wear your sword, by all means. For the time has come to surrender it.
Listen. I hear nothing.
That's just it. The bombardment has stopped. That means we have surrendered. The garrison at the gate has surrendered. Open the window, and you will see them opening the gate to the French marshal.
I don't want to see it, then you shall hear it. Listen.
You hear the triumph of music of the French. The marshal of France is entering the gates of Freiburg. And why? Because our colonel looked too long upon the good French wine and slept too long beside the fire. Listen to it and shiver in your shoes. For it's you, my good colonel, who must surrender your sword and offer up the keys of Freiburg to the French marshal with all humility and reverence.
I will not listen. Nor shall I kneel before the French marshal. No fool from France shall make me bend the knee. He may take Freiburg through some devil's trickery, but Colonel Schultz, never.
Though the rat has made his plans for leaving the sinking ship, eh?
You will be sorry that you spoke like that.
Perhaps. Yet now that Freiburg has been destroyed, I doubt if there is room in my heart for any other sorrow.
Tell me, what do you intend to do?
I have my plans.
Yes, I suppose so.
And they say the old castle is full of secret passages. It is logic to suppose one of them leads out into the forest.
It is a pity you will not be able to use it.
What do you mean?
Put down that gun.
It will do no good at all, of course. But I love Freiburg, Colonel Schultz. And I do not like to see her betrayed. I cannot let the man who betrayed her leave her in her last hours. This is the end of you, comrade, as well as of Freiburg.
Of neither of us! Look! Look over there!
What? Where?
Down!
Such an old trick, my captain. You are a loyal soldier, and as such it is a pity to kill you, but it was you or I, and I have things to do. Now, my sword. Yeah, that's right. Across the passage and through the secret door. And Marshal Craigie can have Freiburg, but he'll never touch Franz Schultz. He's much too wily a bird. Quietly now. Quietly open the door. Three steps across the passage.
And going somewhere, Colonel Schultz?
Son of Porthos, adapted by Margaret Dunn from the novel by Alexandre Dumas, a George Edwards production.